from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson. We are at the team store adjacent to Chase Center. The second round of the NBA draft coming up at 1 o'clock. Warriors select number 52. And joining us right now is Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Assistant General Manager Kirk Lacob. And before we even get to him, Sham Sharania of The Athletic reporting that the Oklahoma City Thunder are trading Lindy Waters III to Golden State for the number 52 pick. Kirk cannot talk about that right now. That's being reported, and so that is being reported, but Kirk cannot comment on that right now. What he can comment on is the state of the Warriors. Welcome, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate thanks for you. Having me.
Let me start here with where you guys are in the era you're in. How difficult is it to balance Steph Curry's window with future decisions after he is gone and being responsible to the organization beyond him?
Well, I think that's the job regardless, right? I mean, we have to make sure that we have a chance to be good as long as we can, but you also want the best team you can right now. Always. And I think especially when you've got a guy of his caliber and when you think you've got a chance to win, you got to go for it. So it also matters, you know, what can you get, what's out there. That impacts how aggressive you can be in any situation. Or maybe I don't want to say aggressive, because you can be really aggressive and still not be able to get things done. Sometimes you can be really aggressive and get a lot of stuff done. So, no, I think the most important thing is that we want to try to have the best team we can now. That's extremely important, especially when we think there's a window to open a win a championship. That comes first. But you also want to make sure that, you know, you don't make a move that improves you but doesn't improve you enough, and then you're out the opportunity to get even better. But that's the tricky part, frankly, right, is balancing how good can we get right now and how much can we leave to make sure we can get even better. That's the part the market decides that, to be honest, and other teams.
Right. Kirk, my partner, always good to see you. My partner makes fun of me because I'm a fan. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I share my feelings as best I can do when I come in. And I just keep watching the Sacramento Warrior play-in game. And I see something different every time I watch it. And I haven't come to grips with the Warriors weren't in the playoffs. Like, that bothers me. But can you share with us when that final buzzer went off in Sacramento and the reality set in that, you know what, we're not part of the playoffs? What went through your mind?
Well, first of all, you should not apologize for being a fan. Isn't that the point of sports?
Short for fanatic.
Yeah.
With me, yes. Not with anybody else.
Yeah, I think, look, we were all incredibly disappointed. We were disappointed that we put ourselves in that position to begin with. We were really hoping that wasn't going to be the case. Obviously, the West was incredibly tough this year. We had some self-inflicted wounds early on between tough losses, guys missing games for various reasons. We just, you know, we won 46 games. That's pretty good. Typically, that's pretty good, and then it'll get you in the playoffs. But you don't want to put yourself ever in the position where that might not be good enough, and we did. And then you're in a one-game play in to get in there against a really good opponent who knows us well, and you know they needed to get us back for last year too, and it was tough to watch. It was really tough to watch. I think there was a lot of shock from a lot of people right after the game because you never think you're going to lose until you lose, and yeah, it was not a good feeling. To be honest, I think we knew. We won 46 games, and we were in the play-in game, and so there were some of us that were probably more realistic about our chances than others, but we still had hope. But it was a crappy feeling, and what it did is fuel the fire to know that we can never put ourselves in that position again, whether that's, you know, the front office, the coaching staff, the players. Everyone took it upon themselves that we got to do better than that. Like, if you want a real shot, you better win 50. You better win 53, and whatever it's going to do to get to that point, we got to do it.
Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and Assistant General Manager Kirk Lacob joining us. We are outside Chase Center. Round two of the NBA draft is coming up at 1 o'clock. And one of the things that I found we've been talking about the whole time, and I'm going to ask you this question. You can't answer both. When you look at this team, one optimistic side could say, we're a 46-win team. We got to get to 49 or 50. But you can also say, they're nine teams better than you. You're a 10th seed. And then you have the Draymond Green who didn't play the whole season. How do you evaluate those maybe two or three things that are giving you different kind of signals about where you're at?
All depends on how optimistic you are about different parts of this, right? I mean, we've got tremendous players who are in the older part of their career, and I think you can always get better, but realistically, you're probably the same or slightly worse every year, and you got younger players who either get better or don't. And so you better, if you're an optimistic person, you'd say the older players are not getting worse. They're going to stay at their peak for another couple years, and the younger players will get better. And if you take that tact, you're going to think, man, we can go from 46 to 52 pretty organically and take all the craziness that happened last year and hope to put that away. But, you know, there's always stuff that happens during a year, too. Mm-hmm. You can't pretend there's never going to be drama. I think probably I was involved in the only non-drama-free year in the history of the NBA when we won 73 in the 15-16 season, then we found drama at the end.
Right.
So I think, you know, every team has it. I think you just have to be realistic. Stuff's going to happen. So you can't play the woulda, coulda, shoulda game because everybody's going to play that. But what it really tells me is, like, every part of our organization has to be better. We have to get better players on this roster so that we have, you know, more margin for error. Our coaching staff has to do a better job so that, you know, whatever happened last year in these games doesn't happen again. I'm not saying it's their fault, but this is their job as coaches to figure out a way for something not to happen again. And all of our players, as they do every summer, have to go and work harder and try to see what they can do better, fill the holes in their game, see how they can fit with the other players on the floor better, see if they can do things that our team is missing. And if, you know, those two out of those three or three out of those things happen, we will be better. But look, we've had seasons where we've won the championship and 15 minutes later we're sitting there saying, how can we be better? So, you know, I don't think anyone should question whether anyone in this organization wants to be better if that's the standard that we've set. Right. You win a championship and you want to get even better the next year, how can you think that we're okay being the 10th seed and winning 46 games? You know, that's not in our blood. I mean, from the beginning, it's been, we don't use the word good, we use the word great. So there's a lot of pissed off people right now, and we got to help make them not pissed off.
No, I love that, Kirk. Let me ask you this, because I talked about the bad not making the playoffs, but the good is the contributions you got from TJD and Pods, two rookies. I got to believe, I mean, how much pride goes into that, knowing two guys in their first year were a big part of winning 46 games?
We're really fortunate Really fortunate. I mean, obviously, we feel like we made some good picks last year, but it doesn't stop there. I mean, these guys got to keep improving. We've told both of them, like, there's been a lot of players who have good rookie years, and they don't follow it up with anything. And so you can either be happy and content with what you did as a rookie, or you can say, man, I was just okay. I was good. I was a good MVP, but I can be a lot better, and I can help this team win more. And that's what we're looking from those two. They've got great work ethic. They're really smart players. I think we're expecting even more of them. I mean, frankly, what they did last year was a surprise. We went in thinking we're getting nothing from these guys. They're rookies, and they surprised us. So it puts us on a good path for year two, but it's not guaranteed. And they both have a big chip on their shoulder still. So that's a really good sign. But yeah, it helps us with, you know, piecing together a roster this year, knowing that it's more likely than not that those guys will help again next year.
Kirk Lacob joining us on 95.7 The Game, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and Assistant General Manager. All right, here's the thing that I'm wondering about. You guys, dynasty. Who knows where it is now in terms of at the end, near the end, over. When you guys bought this team, when your dad bought this team, you were sitting with Steph Curry, and I think the salary cap situation was average. When you go through a dynasty, you know you're going to be in a tough situation because it's the cost of a dynasty. Where you're at right now, do you guys do you think that way at all? Like, you can't. Like, the reason it's a dynasty is because it comes to an end eventually. Like, it doesn't seem like. Do you have the realism in you that, we may have to at some point take a step back, or do you really think you can somehow keep this thing going, make the playoffs 5-6 years as Steph gets older, and then he leaves and you're still in good shape?
Well,
that's really hard.
It's really hard. This whole thing's really hard. It's not supposed to be. Only one team gets to win every year.
Right.
You know, there's 30, and everyone's, well, for the most part, trying to win. Look, everyone wants to say a dynasty is dead. The reality is your story is not done until it's done. There have been lots of cases where a team takes a couple years and doesn't win. You can't win every year. We tried to do that. We came close. But realistically, you can't win every single year. But just because you don't win one year doesn't mean you can't retool, get better, come back. I mean, we've done it once already. And I know people want to, you know, put the nail in the coffin right now and say, no, this time it's over. You know, this time they're done.
Right.
We don't believe that. We believe we can still get at least one more with the current group. And then, I mean, why would we stop just because some players retire or something? Mm. We still are going to try to win a championship. It gets harder when you don't have Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. It definitely gets harder. But that's always the goal. I just think it's very easy to write a team. And I would do the same thing, by the way. We do the same thing. Every time a team loses, they're done. Like, yeah, next summer's going to be impossible for them. And look, people probably said that about Boston. You know, said, oh, that was their one chance. They didn't do it. And look at what they did. So it's on us to get better, but by no means do we think a dynasty is over. You don't get to say these are the years of a dynasty until like 10 or 15 years later.
Right.
And so to us, we're still in it, and we're going to try to win the championship this year, next year, and the year after.
I love that. How do you acquire three Hall of Famers in the next 5 years?
I didn't say I had a plan. I didn't say it was easy.
No, but the standard is so high that it's created almost a feeling that it could last forever almost.
Yeah, and you know what? I think because the standard is so high, a lot of people take that, they run from that. You know, you're afraid of having to live up to expectations. Living to expectations is hard. There's a lot of pressure on people, but some people thrive in that. They love it.
Mm.
And some don't like it. They want to run away from it. As a group, we're the type that runs towards it. We love that pressure. I think who said it a long time ago, like, I make love to pressure?
Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
Right before he asked for a trade.
One of the great
That's
warrior quotes
call.
Of all time.
Oh,
I think we've got a group that loves to make love to pressure. We love having that on our back. We love that target. It fuels them. It fuels our players. It fuels Steve. It fuels Mike. It fuels Joe. So this is good for us. People coming at us, telling us, you know, you're done, that's a good thing. And it fuels that fire in a very positive way.
Kirk, let me run this by you, because to me, if the Warriors are going to get back and have a chance at it, start next year, it starts and ends with number 30. And we get so fixated, fans, writers, with the birth certificate and the age. I watched every second of every game you guys played last year, and I mean this. Steph Curry is not the problem. Did he have a most consistent second half like he did the first half? If you want to say no, I get that. But there's no way he's still not operating on high octane as a top 10 player. Talk to us about the year he had. Because he's 36, but if you watch the games, I just feel like he needs more help at this juncture in his career. You say what to that?
I mean, Steph is a monster. This guy is as competitive as anybody I've been across in any walk of life, not just on the court. This guy is, I know he doesn't look like it, and we've talked, he doesn't look like he's, that guy is so competitive, and he works so hard and so smart. We joke with him all the time that he's Tom Brady at basketball. Like, you know, he'll be, maybe I want to play 3 or 4 more years, and we're like, hey, you've been saying that for a while. Like, why can't you just do this till you're 45? I mean, there's other players in the NBA right now who I think people have predicted the end of their career for, like, the last 10 years, and you know, some of those guys are still going at like 40 years old and are unbelievable players. So I have absolutely no doubt Steph can continue to do that. He's what you build around. I mean, it's just as simple as that. There, you build around special people, special players in any business, not just in basketball, not just in team sport. You build around a singular special talent, and they need help. No one can do it by themselves. It's a team sport, and Steph knows that more than that. That's what's so great about him. He doesn't believe that he can ever do something by himself or that he needs to do something by himself. He's there to prop up others. He is collaborative. He's never pointing fingers, blame. He's always looking at himself and saying, man, what could I do to have a better year next year? And that's going to help the team. But, you know, how can I help this team? How can I help the other players get better? How can I help us get better players? How can I help the coaching staff? You know, what are the things that we can do differently offensively or defensively? So, yeah, it starts at the top. It starts with your best guy. Steph is always going to take responsibility for everything, and that's what's unbelievable about him.
Kirk Lacob joining us on 95.7 The Game, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Warriors, also the Assistant General Manager. There's some things you can talk about, some things you can't talk about. Obviously, we know everything about Klay and where he's at contractually, and he's going to become a free agent. Doesn't mean he's not a Warrior. Without getting into the details, because you know I know you won't and you shouldn't have to, but is this among the toughest, let's say, emotional decisions that you've had to make with the Warriors?
I think the latest decision you have to make is always the toughest. It's easy to have hindsight and be like, oh, that was easy, or that was, you know, but we've had a lot of tough decisions over the years. And I think it's important to remember decisions aren't usually one way. They're two-way. There's more than one party involved in any decision. Look, we absolutely love Klay. We want him here. We want him to finish his career as a Warrior. Like, we're unequivocal about that. Just got to try to see if we can figure this thing out. And, you know, I think we all hope he's ready to come back and we can make something work with him, because he is just such an important part of what we built and what we want to continue to do.
Kirk, I want to run through that wall about in regard to Andrew Wiggins, his talent. I told my partner and all the fans, I don't think that, I mean, he's got some gifts from the basketball gods, but you're around him every day. We're not. We watch him on TV, and there's some misconceptions about Andrew Wiggins. What can you tell the fans about Drew? Because when he's good and locked in, Kirk, I think he's a, you know, top 15 player, but how do you get that out of him more consistently?
Andrew, first of all, is just a great guy. Awesome guy. I mean, everybody loves him on this team, in this organization. He is such a good person, and he's showing what he can do for us. And I think that's been kind of the story of his career, is how can you get him to the point where he's ready to take advantage of that talent. We have to do a better job as an organization putting him in a position to succeed. He's got to do a better job, too, of, you know, being ready to go day in and day out. We've talked to him about that. He gets it. I think the great thing about Andrew is he is shown when his back's against the wall. That's when he's good. So when people start to doubt him, and when he's got people in his corner, propping him up. He's good. You know, you saw when we first traded for him, like, people were dumping on him, said this guy's not going to play in the NBA much longer, worst number one pick, whatever. And he came in, was really good for us. And they said, oh, you know, can he really do it in the playoffs? So he never won a playoff series. And that guy just was all world. And so now we're back at that point with him where he's being doubted. And so we're working with him. He's working really hard. What I've loved to see is he's been around the Bay this summer a lot. Typically he has a bunch of other things going on this summer, but he loves living here. His family's here. And so he's been around pretty much all summer, really working hard. And that's, you see that fire being lit. So I would expect that he has a really good year this year coming up. And we got to do our best job to make sure that, you know, he's in the optimal lineups and being used the right way, and is ready to go when the season starts. Mm.
Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Kirk Lacob, joining us. He's also the Assistant General Manager. We were talking about Steph a question or two ago, and you said, you know, you build around him. He's special. It's just what you do. How do you answer the question for how long?
As long as he can do it, till the wheels fall off. And I don't think I told you this. I just don't see the wheels falling off anytime soon. Like, this guy, he's made of something completely different. What's always amazing to me is, like, Steph and I are pretty much the same age. We were the same high school class. And he's like 6 months older than I am. And I really, you see me out on the court.
Yeah, we've got to get to that.
Yeah, yeah, like, I can only run around for so long. I can barely run. Like, I don't know if I can get to sprint speed anymore. I definitely can't jump. And this guy looks like he's in better shape than our rookies every year. Actually, this is, I'll just say this. One of my favorite parts of every season is the end of the off season when players start coming back in, and you've got guys who've been in all summer working their butts off. They're like, man, I'm going to earn a spot. I'm looking good out here at a good summer league. Right. We've been playing, you know, this player development program. It's been great. And they start playing fives. And then Steph shows up, and that's my favorite day. Steph shows up and kills everybody. He is in such... These guys think they're in good shape. This guy comes on and runs circles around them every single year. And you see these guys who haven't been here before. The guys who have been here, they know.
Right.
They know what it's about. The guys who haven't been here, the shoulders slump in. Like, halfway through the first game, they're like, oh, my God. Like, I thought I was in good shape for the season to be about to start. I'm ramping up. And this dude is coming out. Like, he's got two MVPs. He's got four championships. And it's September, and he's killing. That's what makes him different, and that's why I believe, like,
I love
there's nothing. He can play as long as he wants. I mean, he's locked in all the time.
For the section of fans that believe, like, the great fits, he joined our show last week, and he talked about, forget any move, just last year I'm talking about, no suspension from Dre. I mean, the Warriors aren't really a 10th seed. And we talked to the great Raymond Ritter earlier. He kind of echoed that, and I feel it. And we don't know what the future holds. But when you hear that, do you say, you know what, there's some merit in that? Had Draymond not been suspended and been available, we wouldn't have been operating from a 10th seed.
Well, a couple thoughts. First of all, the great Fitz and the great Raymond Ritter.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I have to start? I have to start calling them that?
No,
I can't do that. I can't do that for either one of them. No, I mean, it. To me, it's the shoulda, coulda, woulda game. We were the 10th seed. I don't care. We could have been whatever. We weren't. We were the 10th seed. We won 46 games. I don't want to hear it. You know, like, no excuses. Yeah, stuff happens. But like I said, I've been part of one season, and probably the only season I've seen any NBA team have where there are no issues.
Right.
You know, so there are issues every single year. Figure it out.
Damn.
That's on you. I mean, to anybody who's played basketball, you can blame whoever you want. At the end of the day, did you do your job? Did you play as hard as you? I can't tell you how many times growing up I was asked, did you give 100% out there? And I'm thinking, of course I did. And then I think, I'm like, I gave 95%, didn't I? You know, so you got to dig deep. We got to be better. It's just, I don't care what happened last year. You know, Draymond knows. He'll be the first one to tell you. He messed up, and maybe it would have been different if he didn't, but he did. Yeah. He did. That's the reality.
Kirk, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. Generous with your time, especially on a day like today. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck the rest of the day with whatever you guys do, and Have a great rest of the offseason.
And do us a favor, Kirk. This next World Tournament, can you lead former Hoopers off the team? Just for the other guys. Coming.
Can I ask you something? Can somebody please beat me?
Oh, boy.
I'm begging.
This will get back to Bonte. We got a team coming this
please.
Year.
Please.
I was hurt last year,
I've been hearing from Bonte. He's got, and you know what? I heard from some. He's got some ex-players, and I talked to them. I said, I understand you guys play in the NBA. They're different. Don't come out to a 3-on-3 tournament and think you're better than everybody. Like, come out and be my team. Somebody, please. I want to stop winning this thing.
Is it a three-peat or you guys went back-to-back?
No, it's a three-peat. And by the way, we changed the rosters. It's not just the same team. And I think I've won like four of these things. Somebody, please come beat me.
All right, it's going to happen this year. It's going to happen this
one. Well, I don't know if this guy's
you heard that, TJ.
Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck the rest of the day. And have a good one. That's Kirk Lakem, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and Assistant General Manager for the Golden State Warriors. Some interesting things for sure that he said, and we can get into it on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. You just heard him. Kirk Lakem, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and Assistant General Manager of the Golden State Warriors, son of owner Joe Lakem, just joined us for a half hour talking about all things Golden State Warriors. In case you're just joining us, a report from Sham Sharania that the Warriors are trading the number 52 pick for Lindy Waters III, who played for Oklahoma City last year. Kirk Lakem can't address that right now. And you know what?
How tall is that kid? Do you know?
He's 6 feet. So he didn't.
I'm doing it now.
He didn't elaborate on that trade, nor did we ask him, nor would he have answered anyway. 888-957-9570 is the number. What was the thing that stuck out the most about what Kirk Lakem talked about? I mean, I thought he had two or three things that I made a mental note of, and I'm looking forward to talking to Guru about it. If you want to jump in, 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Our draft show is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners. Their people, process, and passion inspire them to holistically serve their client families. 888-957-9570. We'll be back to talk about it on the other side.
It's bothering me. I can't see it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Fun day already here at Chase Center. The second round of the NBA draft will start at 1 o'clock. And according to Sham Sharania of The Athletic, the Warriors now no longer have the 52nd pick in the draft. They have traded that to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Lindy Waters III. He played 38 games last year for the Oklahoma City Thunder, averaged 3.6 points per game. So he obviously isn't a big-time rotation player for them. Let's see more information on him. He's almost 27. Mm. Almost 27 years old.
Yeah.
Played 25 games in 21-22, 41 games in 22-23, and then last year played.
So no Bronny James.
Doesn't look like any Bronny James.
He's going to his daddy's team.
All right, so we just had Kirk Lakem on the previous segment and talked for a half hour on the Golden State Warriors. And what did you hear, Warrior fans, at 888-957-9570 is the number. What did you hear? What did you like that you heard? Maybe didn't you like what you heard? But there it was. Very candid, Kirk Lakem, about the state of the Warriors. Goo's going to weigh in now, but feel free to weigh in on the Xfinity Mobile text line or the telephones at 888-957-9570.
I'm going to go Eddie Murphy on you. 48 hours ago, you laughed at me because I told you one Draymond Green will be on best behavior this upcoming season because of what I deem him ruining the season or being a big part of ruining the Warriors season, and he probably would tell you that. And you kind of laugh like, "Goo, are you serious?" But listening to Kirk Lacob's, Donnie, I don't want to say stern, but he was basically subliminally letting us know that what he did and him not being available was unacceptable. Nobody's happy they didn't make the playoffs. And Stani, I felt like he was telling Warrior fans, it's not going to happen again.
And with all due respect to Kirk Lacob, that means nothing.
Oh, boy. Just, but you told me my takeaway. That's what I took. Like, I felt it.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Like, what you heard was Draymond's going to be on his best behavior. You know what I heard? Clay's gone.
Oh. That's tell me I, when you heard. What did he say when you went there?
Well, because, I thought I threw him an easy word, emotional. Is this the most emotional kind of non-basketball decision that you've had to make? And he said, well, they're all that way in a way. That was just, to me, just a little sign. And then he also brought up, without being asked about it, that it takes two people to, two parties to come to an agreement. That makes me think that Clay might not want to come back here as his first choice. Maybe I'm wrong, but I do get the sense that the tone of Kirk Lacob's response is certainly the Warriors are allowing for the possibility that Clay won't be a Warrior. And I think there's something to wanting to let the fans know that that's a possibility also.
Wow. I'll tell you what, partner, I hope you're wrong. I didn't even have that thought, but as quiet on the set as it has been in regard to Klay Thompson's Donnie, it just feels like it's inevitable.
Yeah, it's
it really does.
When you're
in love, things happen. You're a priority. Hey, what time do you get off? When can I pick you up? When can I see? This just seems to be like there's some bad blood.
Yeah, I don't know. Those have certainly been the reports that there's some friction or there's a Clay's not feeling great about where he's at. But we'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. What did you hear from Kirk Lacob, the Golden State Warriors Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and Assistant General Manager? Here's the one thing that came through loud and clear to me. And as of right now, they are, they're still building around Steph Curry.
No doubt.
And they believe that, whether he's the best player on the team or not, that he's obviously the guy who's the best player on the team. And they think he can be the best player on the team for another year or two. And that's going to be their approach, it sounds like.
Okay. Where I'm at on that. I still think the chef is a top 10 player. But what about the Andrew Wiggins question or his answer, Stani? I appreciate the honesty because it was raw and uncut. But I still felt like there's still a question mark of we don't know why he does what he does in regards to he goes in and goes out.
I don't think anybody knows. I mean, I think that's when the story of Andrew Wiggins' career is written, I think it's going to be a mystery. We're not really going to know what makes him tick or what drives him. I mean, if you want to take something good out of it, Kirk Lacob did say that Wiggins has been around the Bay more this year than in the years past, that he usually has a lot of stuff he does in the off season, and so he's not around the Bay usually. Kirk Lacob said that Andrew Wiggins has been around more this summer in the Bay Area. Okay, so here's my question to you, Goo, and I asked Kirk this. I said, okay, you're building around Steph for how long? I asked him for how long, and he basically said for a while.
He called him Tom Brady in regard to he can still play. And I know how you are, Stoney. You're about the age on the birth certificate, the piece of paper. I get that. But even if we say Steph didn't have his best season, which I'm not, it was good enough. It's about as he gets older, how can we lessen the weight or the burden that he's had to carry forever? And since Durant has left, you know, nobody's done that outside of Andrew Wiggins in regard to being an offensive threat. And it's imperative that they get that. And that's why I think they're going, and I hate this phrase from Wendy, big game fishing or big fish hunting. Like, that's what that signals to me. It ain't Steph, Donnie. It's Steph trying to do all of it. He needs some offensive help.
You know, one of the things that nobody's talked about, and it's because it's not going to happen for a year or two, but okay, you know, this is where I go. And because I'll take Kirk Lacob at his word. You're still building around Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Well, he's eligible for an extension next year. Steph is. He's going to make $55 million this upcoming year. Then the following year, he's making $59 million. He's eligible for an extension. How much do you pay him? How much do you pay? We're talking about Paul George. Do you pay him $200 million over 4 years? It's going to take him to 38. I mean, that's going to be such a interesting decision. Not that it's going to be a decision whether you
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So,
okay, is he going to get a raise off his 59 at year 38? Like, how do you even go about approaching that?
Well, that's when I believe you sit down with the chef and he'll understand. Obviously, coming off another season, we don't know what they're going to do in that season, Stoney, but that's when he can read the room. I'm not saying take a hometown discount, but you look at his counterpart, LeBron James. The Lakers are about to extend him 3 more years, and he's older than Curry. So I say that to say, if Steph has made buku money, and I'm not saying give me half my pay. It's not that. But, Stoney, it's a basketball version of, yeah, I know what time it is. Shout out Morris Day. I know what time it is, and we'll come to a number that works for both parties. Because he's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? That's why I love when you said that.
Unless this
gets ugly and the wheels come off and he knows I may not even make the playoffs, then we can.
Again.
Well, yeah.
Again.
That would be a nightmare.
I mean, look, it's funny because we play this game all the time. You know, they didn't make the playoffs, or they were 10th seed, but they won 46 games. But they didn't make the playoffs. They would have in any other year. Well, they haven't. You know,
3-5.
Wake up, Golden State Warrior fans. They haven't made the playoffs 3 out of the last 5 years. Yes, but 2 years ago they won it all. Like, I get it, and I'm not saying you're wrong for thinking this thing can go on. I'm not saying I'm right saying it's over. But how long do you go? Or 3 of the last 5 years they haven't made the playoffs. Like how much further? You ever see the Seinfeld where George Costanza is driving out to Long Island to get to his solarium?
One of my favorite shows. Okay.
To get to his two horses, but they're not really there. I mean, if things maybe don't go great this year, like how much longer are you going to drive to the end of Long Island thinking that you can capture lightning in a bottle with the same group year after year?
What if you've captured that lightning previously before 4 times? And where I'm going, Stoney, is reflect. That's the word I'm using, reflect. If you reflect on where this thing has started, what this team is worth, what it was worth when Curry came to the team, and you look at the landscape and you just focus on the immediate of the current state of the NBA right now, and you look at Minnesota, you look at all these teams on the come, who would you rather trade what you've accomplished with the teams that haven't even got it done once? So I say all that to say is when they get to that time where they got to extend Curry, Stoney, it's not about, oh, we got to extend Curry or somehow he might be in the way or he's older or he's slipping a bit. When you look at this thing in this totality, you won four championships, Stoney. You went to 5 in a row. That's why I think those decisions are not, there's no bitterness or there's no bad involved in, you know what? We can do this and it may not work out, but when you look at it through the prism of totality and what they've done and as many times as they've done it and they've been a dynasty, I don't think any franchise in the NBA would not trade places with the Warriors.
Well, I wouldn't right now. I mean, like, honestly, would you rather be the Minnesota and I get like, listen, you got four titles.
Okay,
that's your legacy.
Okay. Oh,
but you're still operating right here, right now. You won four titles.
Yeah.
That you're going to have that till the day you die.
Gotcha.
You have one of the six dynasties in the NBA in history. But for the life of me, I don't understand right now, right here, what the 2015 title means to any of this. Like, that title to me doesn't matter one sliver until this thing is over, and then you look back and you say, well, we won four titles. Let's take a look at this team in terms of the greatest teams of all time. Is this the greatest run of all time? But, like, I can't. I don't. 2015. What does that matter?
I tell you what. Let's just break it down to what you asked me. That number for Steph, you know. I think that title matters. That was the embryo. That was the beginning, the inception of the dynasty. So that's when you look at the whole thing, you know, the whole resume of there's nothing to talk about here. You could honestly give us a blank piece of paper. You know he's not going to bring the house down, but you know what I'm saying, Stoney? So it does matter when – now for Klay Thompson, on the flip side of that, he's been robbed of his prime years, two catastrophic injuries, so that it looks like it's coming to a head. But as far as the Robert De Niro of this thing, the Captain James T. Kirk, it's Steph Curry, Stoney. I just think those are good conversations to have. You know, I don't think anybody's running from it or looking at, oh boy, this decision with Steph is going to cost us. And that's why I keep looking at last year, Stoney, like the last thing on my list, and the second half wasn't as good as the first, but he's the last thing on my list of what went wrong with the Warriors in 2023.
24. Well, I mean, I get it. Two things can be equally true. He can be the least of the Warriors' problems.
Right.
But no matter what, because he's Steph Curry, he's still the most important player you have on your team. So this is where, to me, the rubber hits the road and where it's about being realistic. He's a great player. He's still a really good player. But at some point, you can't keep paying him as much money as you are if he's not one of the best players in the NBA, because then he's like, to me, it's all about what percentage of the cap does Steph Curry is responsible for? So let's say he's responsible for, 27% of the cap. Like, he can't be responsible for more than that moving forward when we know he's not going to be as good of a player. Mm-hmm. So that's the number I think you got to find.
And I think that's, you know, when I talk about conversations, Stoney, they sit down and you look at the earnings Steph is, you know, what he's made throughout his career, Stoney. That's where I think, you know, and again, I'm not using hometown discount, but Steph knows that too, and he's still trying to win, and they'll come up with a number that is good for both parties.
I mean,
because the Lakers, I keep bringing the Lakers up because they're doing the same thing with LeBron, and all they're doing is get first round exit, playing and getting, you know what I mean? So it's not like, look how this is working.
Well, then why would you follow that model?
Well, again, you're talking to me. I still think the Lakers are better than a lot of teams in the league. On paper, they didn't prove that, but I still think they got more action than the Warriors right now. So LeBron's about to get an extension.
But he's been taking, you know, one year player option. And maybe that's what the Warriors will start doing with Steph. Who knows? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Oakland. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? Long time no speak.
Ah, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been out of the country. Anyway, Buck Klay. I think he's about to have a rude awakening. I mean, you're probably right. There's some tension, yada, yada, yada. But Malik Monk just signed a deal for under $20 million a year. I can't think of anybody who would trade Clay for Malik Monk right now. I mean, I wouldn't. I think Monk's a slightly better player at this point. And, you know, I don't think Orlando's interested in giving him any more than 2 years. And those other places, I don't see Clay in Philly. It's too cold. He's kind of a, you know, southern guy with the water in it. And I just got to believe he's going to be back. And I hope that he realizes what his strength is, which to me now he's more of a, frankly, a stretch four. He's stronger. He can guard those guys. He doesn't have a chance in front of wings anymore, which is fine.
Right.
But I think he's just got to realize it himself. And then I would just add a hard no on Paul George. No, absolutely not. He just is not that good. I mean, he's a little better than Wiggins, but not a lot better than Wiggins. And just want to know what you guys thought. Great to listen to you again. It's been a while, and have a
thanks.
Great day.
Yeah, that's thanks, Matt. Appreciate yep. it. Welcome back to the States. The one thing I'll say on Monk is I do think we got to understand exactly what his situation was. He was an early bird free agent. So he took 4 for $80 from the Kings. It was the most that the Kings could offer him. So the Kings, with their situation, Goo, they maxed out Malik Monk. So he could have said, no, I'm not taking that because I think I can go out in the free agent market and make more than $20 million a year. He decided not to do that.
He loves the area, Stoney.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So if I'm Klay Thompson and somebody, and listen, if you think Monk's better than Klay, I agree with you.
Okay.
But my point is, if somebody says, well, Monk's taking 20, well, Klay can say Monk had to take 20. Monk took 20 because he wanted to be in Sacramento, and he didn't want to risk not getting that money. Klay has no offer like that, as far as we know, on the table. So, again, how much is Klay going to get? I don't know. Matt says he's in for a rude awakening. Let me ask you this, Goo. What would be a rude awakening for Klay in terms of free agency?
I would 2 for $38. The 19, which is $5 million less per than the Warriors offered him this summer.
Yeah.
He would, are you telling me he wants to be reminded of, I turned that down to come back to the table after it was all said and done betting on myself and I got $10 million less the 2 years? And the Klay that I think I know, Stoney, or I think we know, that has an ego or has pride, and I get all of that, you guys sent me to the bench, and I don't know how far downhill that goes, because that might not be the coaching staff. I'm wondering, is he looking at Steph, Dre, like, you guys are going to allow this to happen? But it happened. I played the good soldier, and then you guys put my ass back in there. Like, I could easily be at a bar having a beer with Klay, and I could understand how, even if it was the right thing to do for the team, I could understand. Can you believe Evan and Stoney did that to me? Like, I would hold that against you guys, even on a day that I thought, you know what, maybe I don't. And maybe that's where Klay's operating from. But I don't know, Stoney. He had to think he was going to get more than the 24 that they offered him.
I can only assume you're right on that one. I can only assume you're right. Otherwise, he would have taken it. But here's where I
can't wait for this to get over with, man. I want clarity. I want to know.
Here's where, well, you have to wait till free agency starts, and we know that starts July 1st. So, hey, no, seriously, about Klay. Here's where I disagree with some fans. Uh-huh. If free agency hits and Klay doesn't have a robust market, and Orlando says, I'll tell you what, we'll do 2 for $40, $20 million a year for the next two. And then the Warriors say, well, we'll do 2 for $40. I think he's going to Orlando.
And I do too.
I mean, that's at the point where it's like, what if the Warriors say, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you 2 for $48. Is that enough for him to put behind what seem to be hard feelings?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
So you're saying, you agree with me, then it's personal then for him.
Well, I think the only measure that Clay will use for respect is the bottom line number that the Warriors are offering him. And if the Golden State Warriors say, look, we'll give you two for... Maybe he realizes three's out of the question from anywhere.
All right.
Okay, but the Warriors say, look, we'll give you two for 50. You know, that may be different, because then he says, well, that's more than they offered me last offseason.
I think that would get it done.
I'm going to take that. But I think if it's a lower number than that, then he'll probably want to be somewhere else, I would think.
And I'll say this to you before we were up against it, but if you guys are right, the reports are, they said we got to go do this, this, and then we'll get back to you. Than that, if I'm Clay, like, don't even get back to me.
Well, and that's
when it would be, let's just sever this.
Well, that's a great point, too, because and that's just part of the free agency. The Warriors have every right to say, Clay, you know, we can do some other stuff. If you sit tight, we might be able to get the team, you know, get it better. Then we'll revisit you. Well, what's Clay supposed to do? Not take an offer that might be right on the table for him? Like, if Orlando makes him a deal that he likes, he's got to take it. He can't. Can't assume, well, the Warriors will come back to me and make it right. Like, he cannot do that. I don't think any player would at that point. But 888-957-9570. Kirk Lacob joined us last segment, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and also the Assistant Manager of the Golden State Warriors. He joined us for a half hour. Let's talk about it. Some of the things he said. You guys heard the interview. Anything stick out to you about what Kirk Lacob said? Anything that reassures you or worries you? 888-957-9570 is the number. Also, joining us at 1 o'clock, Trace Jackson Davis, Warriors rookie center, who's going to be entering his second year next year. He was a starter at the end of the season. Trace Jackson Davis joining us at 1 o'clock. Our draft show is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners. Their people, process, and passion inspire them to holistically serve their client families. Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.